Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We've been studying in the life of Christ the story that is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke about the transfiguration when he went up on that mountain with Peter, James, and John. And as they went to sleep, when they woke up, Jesus had been transfigured before them, and he shone like a great light. And there was with him Moses and Elijah. And you remember Peter wanted to make three tabernacles or tents there for them, sort of like maybe brush arbors out of what they had, but some kind of memorial to Moses and Christ and Elijah. And the voice came from heaven, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." And a cloud overcame them, and when that cloud lifted, there was Jesus standing there alone. And Jesus told them, "Don't go telling people what you have seen here until after I have risen from the dead." We read it, Luke chapter 9 and verse 36. "And when the voice came, Jesus was found alone, and they held their peace, and told no man in those days any of the things which they had seen. But after Jesus rose from the dead, they told what they had seen." I'm looking at Elam's Sunday school lesson now, in Elam's notes, and we're right here at the end of this lesson. But this is what he said. Peter delighted to refer to it. It made a lasting impression upon him, and he understood its import. "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there was born such a voice to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.' And this voice we ourselves heard born out of heaven when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." 2 Peter 1, verses 16 through 19. The word of prophecy was always true and sure, but God's voice here pointed Jesus out more specifically and directly as the antitype of Moses and the Son of God in fulfillment of all prophecy. And that brought that Sunday school lesson to a close. I turned the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see we have Sunday school notes for the Sundays of November the 30th, 1924. And now we're going to be looking at the story that Jesus told of the Good Samaritan. Now, before we get into that story, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. The story of the Good Samaritan is probably one of the most well-known stories that Jesus told, and he told it to teach a lawyer a lesson. Let me read to you the lesson text. It is found in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said unto him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' And he answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said unto him, 'Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live.' But he desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus made answer and said, "A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And in like manner a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings, and gave them to the host, and said, 'Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, I, when I come back again, will repay thee.' Which of these three thinkest thou proved neighbor unto him that fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." And Jesus said unto him, "Go, and do thou likewise." The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in the text that we've just read, where it says in Luke 10 and verse 27, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." The devotional reading is the 86th Psalm. This psalm has an inscription. It is a prayer of David. "Bow down thine ear, O Jehovah, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for unto thee do I cry all the day long. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Jehovah, unto my prayer, and hearken unto the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. There is none like unto thee among the gods, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Jehovah, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy loving kindness toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. O God, the proud are risen up against me, and a company of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they who hate me may see it, and be put to shame, because thou, Jehovah, has helped me and comforted me." The geographical note for this Sunday school lesson says that Jericho was an ancient city and an important city of the Bible. It was called the City of Palm Trees in Deuteronomy 34 in verse 3. It had a king, and it was fortified by gates and a strong wall. It was a city of wealth. In Joshua chapter 6, it was on the borders of Ephraim, Joshua 16, 1-7, and was allotted to Benjamin, Joshua 18, 11. and 12 and verse 21. After its destruction, it was rebuilt by Hiel in 1 Kings 16:34. A school of the prophets was there, and there Elijah healed the waters in 2 Kings 2:15 through 22. There Jesus healed two blind men and was entertained by Zacchaeus, a rich publican, Matthew 20:29 through 34, Mark 10:46 through 52, and Luke 19:1 through 10. It was 18 or 20 miles northeast and down from Jerusalem, 6 or 7 miles north from the Dead Sea, and 5 miles west of the Jordan, between Jerusalem and Jericho. Along the road infested with robbers was laid the scene of this parable of the Good Samaritan. Now here's some helps and hints for the teachers. Number one, the greatest consideration of life is responsibility. Responsibility to God and men. Christianity embraces all responsibility. Number two, the parable of this lesson shows two things: what it is to love one's neighbor as oneself, and who one's neighbor is. Number three, this is a most important lesson and should be understood and practiced by all, because love is the only road to heaven. And number four, if there was ever a time when love was needed, love for God, love for neighbors, love for enemies, and love for brethren, this is the time. As we get into the explanatory notes for the text, Elam wrote that love is the soul of the lesson. Let me read to you again Luke 10:25-29. It says, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? The question which brought forth the parable of the Good Samaritan was asked by a lawyer in order to test Jesus, or to catch him in his answer. Jesus' enemies attempted this at different times. Jesus had taught that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, and the lawyer thought that in answer to his question, Jesus would say something new and different from the law. Should Jesus do this, the lawyer could excite prejudice against him as attempting to destroy the law. But Jesus came not to destroy either the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. The lawyers and Pharisees destroyed the law and the prophets by their traditions. The lawyer's question was, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? There is no question so important as this. Jesus answered the lawyer's question by asking another, What is written in the law? How readest thou? Well, the lawyer quoted Deuteronomy 6 in verse 5 and Leviticus 19 in verse 18. To thus love God is to love him with all the powers of one's being, physical, mental, and spiritual. The heart is the inner man, the seat of spiritual life. Thoughts, intentions, imaginations, purposes, desires, aspirations, will, affections, hatred, love, and all sensibilities, heart, soul, and mind, are used here to teach that with all of one's inner nature and powers, one must love God, while with the strength means the physical powers must be devoted to his servants. The Christian's body is as a temple of the Holy Spirit and must not be abused and destroyed by sin. We'll put a mark there and return to this lesson in our next class.